Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Praise His name! He's coming back. Brother Cal, I feel at home with him. I feel at home with this church. But this morning, I just want to read a few Bible verses, something that we forget about. I want to just come to you just for a minute. And something that really has been on my heart lately is the fruit of the Spirit. You know, I love to hear sermons about the blood. I love to hear sermons about how that Jesus died for our sins. It's the gospel. I love to hear sermons about Moses and how God led Moses. But in our churches, it seems to me lately, we're missing the most key ingredient, and that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it's not optional. It's not something that, well, today maybe, or tomorrow maybe, but today I'm just, you either have the Holy Spirit or you don't. That's like saying you're either saved or you're lost. This morning, if you want to turn with me in Galatians chapter 5, I'm not going to speak long at all. I'm going to get through this and I'm going to sing some more songs. Some of y'all are going, praise God. But God's laid something on my heart. If I'm going to sing, I believe you need to give people an opportunity to respond to the gospel. And this is the inerrant word of God. Amen. This is relevant. This is needed more than anything in your life. You listen to me, young people. It's needed more than the next ball game. It's needed more than the next practice or tryout. It's needed more than the next good grade. It's needed more than the next good doctor. And that's the word of God. Chapter 5, Galatians. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, go to 23, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, also, I would like for you to turn over into the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to skip around a little right here. Romans chapter 8, verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That's the gospel. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let's skip down to verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you hear what I'm saying right there? Do you hear what the word's saying? So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you want to please God? I'd say you need to make an altar and get close to Him. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. none of His. Lost. Separated. We spoke of the fruits of the Spirit. I see today more disdain. I see people, seems like they're mad all the time. They're setting on go to be offended. They're setting on go to be upset. Folks, I want you to hear me and hear me good. The midnight cry is coming. It's coming. He's coming back. The Spirit of a holy God is less and less every day that we walk on this earth. I want to ask you this morning, do you have those fruits of peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance? You say, well, you're kind of meddling. This is kind of odd. I expected a Nashville gospel show. Wrong guy. I'm here to tell you this morning, He will fill you with His love. His Spirit is necessary to be filled with Jesus Christ. Without Him, you don't have Jesus. It's important that we teach our children God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Melma, Jay knows who Melma is. That was our grandmother on our daddy's side. If you went to Melma's, I remember going down there after football practice, and Melma would always have something to eat, and every now and then I'd take some friends with me, and I'd tell them, I'd say after practice, y'all don't go by Norma's. We didn't have McDonald's in Carthage. We had Norma's. We had G&R, and we had La Villa. And we'd stop by there and get a hamburger, a pizza, or chicken nuggets. But we live in a chicken nugget world, don't we? Pizza world. But those boys were country boys. I'd say, listen, Mama's going to have some country ham, pinto beans, turnip greens. I'd get so many in a Honda Civic, it looked like we was in some kind of contest. We'd get down to Mama's, and if you told Mama, no, I stopped and got me some chicken nuggets, it would offend her. She would be offended, wouldn't she, Jay? It'd just about like make her mad at you if you didn't eat with her. That was a big deal, was to sit down with Mama and the meal she had prepared, that you sit down and enjoy it and take nourishment. That reminds me of this morning. The Holy Spirit has prepared a meal, but you've got to get beside yourself. You've got to get off the milk. You've got to get off your chicken nuggets. You need to get a hold of the real thing. You need to let God do a work this morning in your heart. Let Him speak to your heart. Get what the stage and the lights and the sound system and you chin milkers. Do y'all know what chin milkers are? It's people who will sit out there and go, well, I just don't know if I like this or not. Well, they're the ones that will absolutely worry a service to death. But you know what this morning? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to walk a second mile with Him. I have decided I want the Holy Spirit to reign in my life and to guide me. I've decided I want peace. I want joy. I want love. I want long suffering. I want temperance. I have decided that I am going to be more like Him through and by the inner working of the Holy Ghost. Woo! That scared some of you Baptists to death. The Holy Ghost is not a witch on a broomstick. It's not a mythical character. It's not Tinkerbell flying around a castle. It is the truth. It is what the Bible says is what we have to have if we know Jesus. The Bible says if we don't have the Spirit, we're none of His. Do you have the Spirit this morning? Do you find it hard sometimes to just love people for who they are? Do you find it hard sometimes to get past the flesh and look into the eyes of a hurting person and say, God, help them and help me to help them? If you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you this morning led of the Spirit, or are you led of self? The biggest problem we have in America today is self-worship. I. And as Christians, it should be all about Him, Him, Him. I pray this morning that something I say, sing, or do will cause you to see the need in your life to be led of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Let Him control your life and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. If you're willing to do that today, can I hear you say amen? Amen.
Amen. This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.